Nuggets, Hazelnut, Leaf, and Mint.
Are you on location right now?
Yep, I am.
Can you describe to me what's gone on in the last half hour?
Well, we have the bypass shut down on Highway 6 South. Yeah, we have the bypass shut down on Highway 6 South. Well, they removed everybody from the site.
Okay.
They arrested 9 people. They're in Cayuga right now.
9 arrested? Okay. Was there tear gas and guns or anything?
There was pepper spray used on one of the women.
Pepper spray? Which woman, do you know?
No, I don't.
On one woman.
And so right now the police have, like, nobody's left on site. And the police have it all blocked off.
So the site is completely cleared of the First Nations people?
To my knowledge, yeah.
Okay. You're not totally sure about the complete parameter, but it's safe to assume that they've moved everybody off within an hour?
Yeah.
Did you see guns? Did you see any other weapons?
I wasn't right there when it happened.
Oh.
Hello.
What's going on now?
Right now, I talked with one of the, I don't know if he's one of the head guys of the OPP, and we were talking, and we decided for our best resolve, so nobody gets hurt critically, that I asked them if they could just move back to a defensive position, and they fully agreed, understood the magnitude of this situation, so we've just sat back and hopefully we can let things to cool down. I'm hoping, you know, right now, but there's helicopters all over us, everything.
What kind of helicopters? And can you hear them on the phone?
I can hear them. I'll hold it out to you.
Do they see police helicopters or anything
on
them?
Yes, it's OPP helicopters.
Okay.
Police helicopters.
So there's people still on the compound?
Yeah, we are still here. I just managed to separate the OPP and our people.
People are still on site?
Hundreds.
Hundreds are still on site?
Yeah.
Sorry, how many people did police take away this morning when they came in?
Do we got a number on the, how many police arrested this morning? 9, and one was a 14-year-old, from what we understand.
Okay, and the rest of the people were just pushed back to the perimeter?
No, they were right off, but they overtook them, and it was getting pretty physical and violent there, so I stepped up and I had to tell them to the, I don't know what you call him, the sergeant, lieutenant, or whatever he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's off for everybody to step back.
Okay.
The police step back to a defensive perimeter, I guess.
And you're on the reserve still?
Yeah.
And at what location? Obviously not at the main Highway 6 one,
no,
I guess.
No, right on 6 line, just off of it.
Right on Highway 6?
Yeah, and our people are starting to build up.
Okay, like, so people are coming back?
Oh, well, they're coming here. We didn't have too many in the camp because we were under the understanding negotiations, nothing would happen. Well, negotiations, as well as the OPP, assured us that they would notify us if they come in. Like that happened. And they said also that they would not come in at night, and it was 4 o'clock in the morning. It was dark as dark could be. Okay, so
Channel 11 is showing from the location that it's all blocked off by police and CBC Radio 1 right now.
Yeah, we've blocked off too, so we're back on the side road there.
Okay.
Adjacent to the reserve.
Okay.
We're waiting for the Canadian public really to come show some support. We've had a lot of support from the Canadian public, and we want them to know that we've been engaged.